Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Welcome to the show. I am so happy to have you back. So today we're going to chat about my favorites of the month, where it's a little bit of reading wrap-up, high-level, you know, suggestions of books that I'm working on, some TV show suggestions, as well as some arcs. So let's get to it. So in terms of the month, I read 26 books, 19 of them were audiobooks, 7 were ebooks. So that was basically, I listened to more books than actually read, which is a brand new thing. I've noticed that I started listening to audiobooks about a few years ago on a chance because I was having insomnia. And so that was what kept me at bed and just kind of like in a meditative state. And so that's how I ended up starting to listen to audiobooks, but I didn't have much insomnia this month. So the way I listened to it was because before I got into bed, I actually listened to an audiobook. I live by myself, so I have like no problem just putting it on speaker and just like falling asleep with the story. Most of the time, I wake the audiobook. I put the sleep timer, and by the time the audiobook ends, I'm still awake, and so then I just fall asleep. So that's one of the ways I've been listening to. Sometimes I listen to them while at work, or sometimes I listen to them in the morning, or if I'm doing chores around the house, I listen to them. I also went for a walk, for a 2-mile walk to Starbucks, and I actually just listened to an audiobook. So that's what kept me company. So what is the theme of the month? The theme of the month was small town romance. I read plenty of small town romances. I think I read about 10 of those, and they're all over the place. The majority were set in Montana because I was reading Debney Perry. I binge on her Jameson Valley series, and that's available in the library, as well as some out-of-state library cards, as well as Scrib. But the problem with Scrib, if you listen to a couple of them, you might get clock out, you might have to wait till it. So that was something that happened to me. So I ended up going back to the library. I do have a list of library cards available on the block that offer non-state residencies library cards. So if you wanted to have those, check that blog post out. So the Jameson Valley series is set in Montana. It's an early series from 2017. It's really good. It has like the themes that I like, a little bit of romantic suspense, a little bit of mystery, as well as like some deep emotional angst. The first book is Single Parent. The second book is actually Married in Vegas. The third book is, I think it's a second chance romance with a former mean girl. There's one, my favorite one's The Outpost by Devney, and it's basically an isolated chamber. It's like there's some mafia, she's escaping from the mafia, and so she's like isolated in this cabin, and this guy like comes and helps her out while she's doing it, and they fall in love. It's so freaking good. And it has the topics of the mafia and stuff like that. They also set up the series for her Motorcycle Club series, which is like the next follow-up series after this one. So there's characters from this series. So yeah, so that's pretty much what's going on. So okay, so in terms of auto small town romances that I read Powerless by Elsie Silver. I was lucky enough to get an arc, and it was just so good. It's like childhood friends to lovers, pining, road trip. It's really good. I interview Elsie about this book. So I'll send a link. The episode is going to post on February 10th. So if this episode posts before February 10th, wait till that episode. But it talks about the road trip, and I was like asking her the logistics of it. I also read Jasper Vale by Devney Perry. I listened to this one. She released the audiobook before the ebook. So I got to listen to it. I didn't have a problem with the audiobook. I liked it. I liked the fact Jasper and Eloise were married in Vegas. It's like, and it has like, you know, because I read her previous Married in Vegas. So there's like a little Easter eggs from that old series. I love the Edens family. It's just fun. It's just like a fun thing. So I really like Jasper Vale. I also listened to Never Enough by Kelly Elliott. This is like something compared to the Powerless Chestnut Springs series. So the Never Enough by Kelly Elliott is available on Kindle Unlimited and has audiobook for free. So I listened to this and it was good. I did not like the accent. I realize I'm like picky about accents, and so the female narrator had a southern accent because she's from Georgia, and I really did not care for it. But the story was good. It's single dad. It's kind of like, if you like Chestnut Springs series, this is an early copy of like something similar story. There's a rodeo, there's a single dad. It's actually like, you know, she lives in the property, they don't like each other, but he kind of like makes do with it, and then realizes like, oh, maybe I have feelings for you. And so yeah, the next one I read was Irresistible by Melanie Harlow, and that's just like single dad nanny romance. It's good. Like, I actually really excited to read the rest of the series, and I'm excited to read the Next Generation series because a lot of those kids are showing up in this as kids, and I'm like, I can't wait for them to have their own story. And finally, I tried Catherine Cowles because she's been like all over the place on BookTube and like Instagram. And my friend Amy from Novel Gossip has been raving about her work. So I started her Tattered Stars series. I bought it on audio during a sale like last year, and I listened to it, and it was really good enough that I just bought the next book in the series, and I bought it as an ebook and an audiobook because it was cheaper than just buying the audiobook. So I think I'm gonna buy this series. It's available wide. The audiobooks are not available in the library, they're Audible exclusive. So if you want to listen to it, you might have to just buy them. But like, the trick, if you want to save a dollar and get the ebook, buy the ebook and whisper sync yourself to the audiobook. The audiobook is $7.49, the ebook is $3.99, $4.99. And so that's where you cheap it. You get a cheaper price. So yeah. So in terms of what I'm watching, I've been watching season 9 of Love Island. I caught up with Love Island a couple years ago through the pandemic. I have friends who recommended the show. They're like, it's so low stake. It's just like dumb people doing dumb things, and it's just fun. And I really have to say, Love Island is just like fun. It has like this funny narrator who just like has a commentary on things. There's low stake. Like, they're not getting married. It's not like The Bachelor where they're like going to these dates and they're having all these stuff. Like, this is like literally they're all sitting in a villa. If anything, they go to a picnic date, or they go outside to the vineyard and like have the little fun thing. It's low stake, it's very sexualized, it's just funny. It's just like fun, low stake, just watching British people do dumb things. This season is set in South Africa. The villa is beautiful, and I just want to, like, right now, I'm just buying my swimsuit collection. Like, I'm just, like, amazed. I'm like, oh, I can just buy the swimsuit. And have, like, my aspiration is to have, like, a vacation for, like, a three-week vacation where I'm in the villa just chilling by the pool and being taken care for. I am watching it live as it airs in the UK. I do not have VPN. There's a way to do it. Just find the Reddit thread about it. It's easy to do. So yeah. And I have a friend who I've been chatting about like all the faintings and all these different things of the episodes, because this season is dramatic. So that's what I've been listening to. I do want to add, like, let's go back to reading. So I did buy some audiobooks. I actually get most of my audiobooks through the library, Scrip, or Kindle Unlimited. I may just buy them, like, if I find a Kindle Unlimited book that I like, I may just buy the audiobook because it's like $7.49 whisper sync. So I did a couple of those this month, and some of them worked, some of them did not work. So in terms of the ones that work, was The Fine Print by Lauren Asher. So I read Terms and Conditions a few months ago, and it was just long. Like, that was my thing. It was just a long book that I just like could not care less. Like, I liked it, but it was just long. And I think my patience for long books is hard. So I find it that I'm more comfortable listening to audiobooks because I can get in and out. I can do it during chores. And so I listened to The Fine Print, and it was just like such a great experience. Like, you get to be like in Disney World. You get to see all these like angsty romance happening and all these different things. And it's just like, it was just fun. So The Fine Print is actually, I bought it thinking that it will be audiobook exclusive, but it's not. It's actually going to be, it's available on Hoopla. So If you're looking for that one, I encourage you to do that. I also bought The Deal with the Devil by Elizabeth Rohr because I heard great things about it. I think it was just not the right time for me. I liked it, but it was just like not perfect for me. Like, I think it's timing is what it is, what I was in the mood for. That was not the book that I was in the mood for. But I'm still open to listening to the other parts in the series. All right, so let's talk about ARCs. So I do get lucky enough that I get ARCs sent beforehand. I either get advanced listeners copy, which is audiobooks copies, or I get them like in ebook form. Listeners copies, I get them like closer to publication day, or because I can actually listen to them afterwards. So those are great. But some of them I get them like, but in terms of ARC copy, like reader copies, I get them like months ahead. So I read like, I listened to one and I read two of them. So, Do I Know You by Emily Wiberly and Austin Sigmund Broca. I had the ARC for months ago because I did like, what was it? The Roughest Draft. I liked The Roughest Draft a lot. So I was like, well, I'm excited for this one. And I started reading the book and I was like, yeah, this is not working for me. So I was like, let me just wait till I get the advanced literature's copy. And so about a week before it went publication, I listened to it and the book did not work for me at all. Like, I tried. I felt that this couple needed to go to therapy, like couples therapy, individual therapy. They needed medication. They needed like something. There was too much miscommunication. It was just like, I don't think like you can solve a problem, like solve a marriage when you have so much anxiety. Like, you kind of have to work through your inner work. So this book was a miss for me. So, but I look forward to reading some of the future books if there's anything good. But this was just not a good marriage in crisis. On the other hand, I read two books that were kind of like 5-star reads for me. And they were actually, the theme were men who go to therapy. Like, both of them, the heroes had gone to therapy or getting medicated or have taken care of themselves and put it into place. So the first one is Happy Place by Emily Henry. And so Emily Henry, for me, I like when the characters have like a long history among each other. I really love People We Meet on Vacation. I love that book. And so Happy Place is the same thing. The characters know each other for like 10 plus years. Like, they have like a long history among each other. And so we uncover throughout the book their history, like how they meet, how they connect, what happened, how their life occur, what decisions they made. It's about family. It's about a group of friends who spend a summer, like one week in the summer in a cottage in Maine, and they're just like reconnected. It's like this family that built over like for years. And so it's just kind of like fun to just be part of that family, being that part of it, and then seeing the character growth from that place of like, you know, broken up to be like, can we come back together, and to understanding where they are. So Happy Place was a 5-star read. I really loved this one. I was actually pleasantly surprised because I was like, I was hesitant about it because it's such a hyped up book, and I really liked this one. The next one is Meet Me at the Lake by Carly Fortune. So again, this is like another book that I read every summer after. I enjoyed it, but I did not finish. I got bored. And I was like, I just did not finish. And I was like, what, you know, what to expect? And I was like, it was a hyped up book and people loved it and people do this. And so I went to Meet Me at the Lake with just kind of like really low expectations of like what to expect. And this is like Dirty Dancing vibes. Like, this is a resort, like Dirty Dancing in a lake, set in Canada. And there's like a character, the daughter is grieving the loss of her mom and is also thrust in this, like, she now owns a resort and she needs to figure out what to do with her life. And so she has to leave behind her life in Toronto and to come back to this place. And then the guy that she met had a magical day 10 years ago comes back to her life in an unexpected way. And so it's a sort of second chance romance, but it's not second chance romance. Like, they just had a magical day and it's just really good. Like, it's a really, like, in-depth analysis of, like, you know, kind of like a character growth, like the character's growth throughout the story. And the author's note, Carly shares that it wasn't an easy book to produce, but I think that's actually gave some grit about it, and I really loved this one. So books to put in your TBR: Happy Place by Emily Henry and Meet Me at the Lake by Carly Fortune. So those are some of my favorite things for this month. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and thank you so much. Bye. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with a free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.